Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, 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 my people. Hello. How you doing on this February morning? All right. As always, welcome to the show. I'm glad you are taking the time to stop on by and hang with me on my corner. Yes, once again, I'm joining you to do our thing. Of course, let's listen to some soul music while we enjoy this fine summer, heading for the spring, I should say, Saturday. Are you with me? Are you with me, I ask. Hello, Rio Vista and interested fans everywhere. Hamp is in the house with his jams. I'm playing music that you think, recall, and react. Again, how about this weather, people? Lots of rain, but we need it here in California. We just want you to enjoy what you are listening to by yourself or with your main squeeze. This is our 95th show of Hamp's selections from his collections of soul and jazz music. We are optimistic as we are in the 2024 new year with open eyes and ever more so open ears. You hear that, politics? Let's open with one of my favorite blues collaborations between two late giants of the genre. It's Bobby Blue Band and B.B. King. And they say, let the good times roll.
You ready, Bob?
All right.
Time,
let the time roll. I know
everybody.
Yeah.
Got BB and Bobby's in town. I got a dollar and a quarter.
Well,
and I'm just raring to clown. Don't let nobody play me cheap.
I got 50 cents to know that I'm gonna get it.
Poke at your brain, let you know that, hey, we're thinking about you. Here's a little smooth jazz as we glide into the year 2024. Why not plan to make it a great year for your personage? Regardless of the current election political environment, get your own house and priorities in order. Ensure your security, financial stability, and family are protected whichever way this country is headed. This is a cut from Wilton Felder with Brother Bobby Womack on vocals. They remind us that we can inherit the wind.
while longer. Don't you know life, it's worth living? Your destiny is sure, like the colors of a rainbow, which even time on time endures. You can feel it growing. The wind is getting stronger, and here is the wind.
Crusader Wilton Felder with vocals by Bobby Womack and Harriet the Wind. Next up is a nice up-tempo tune. You will recognize the late, great Marvin Gaye on this one. It's entitled, I Want You. Thank you. All right, all right. This is Brother Quincy Jones covering a popular song from back in the day. They call this one "If I Ever Lose This Heaven."
Yeah.
Hey, before I get too far away from our theme, which is the blues and R&B, let me play some blues. This one is called This Must Be the Blues by Mosley and Johnson.
Must be the blues. Oh,
All right, this program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America parent company, the Cheer Group. You can also check us out at www.hcofa.net. My latest book, The Episodic Thoughts of Ham Volume 2, is a collection of my blogs. One gets my thoughts about back in the day. They are pertinent blogs up through today. They cover all subjects of conversation that interest you. There are blogs about race issues. The book covers political hits of 2021, headed into last year's midterms. And, of course, my thoughts on who are these doggone Republicans. Yes, if you have read my works at hcofa.net, you will see my way of looking at the world, this country, and its leaders. You will have a chance to cast a vote, if you will, on how it moves you to think of different approaches to life's problems. Look for the availability details at outskirtspress.com/Hamp's Episodic Thoughts, Volume 2. Got time on your hands? Read a good book. If not one of mine, get someone else's book. In this election year, you better check what you read or hear from the social media. Trump and his people are out there spreading lies. Don't get caught up with the lies and misrepresentations. All right, here's another tidbit from my kinfolk, all you Packer and Lion fans in Milwaukee and Detroit. Yeah, my 49ers lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. We'll be back probably at the end of the 2024 season. The next time, we will win it. That's the end of this public announcement. You feel me? Now let's return to our music. I'm in a public announcement mood. Here's going a song to categorize that Super Bowl loss. Johnny Guitar Watson says, "It's a real motherfucker."
Yeah.
Oh.
better stop giving me two hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
It's a real motherfucker. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. This is a not-so-subtle reminder by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and the late Teddy Pendergrass. They called this one Wake Up, Everybody. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Have to say, wake up, everybody.
color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Yes, sir. How about this narrative on our current hit and grab jobs to retailers these days? The hand of the law will catch up with you sooner or later. Then there will be jail sentences handed out. Check out my man, the late Ronnie Law's comment on time. It's called DLT, standing for Doolittle Time.
Yeah, my brothers could be standing on a hill, man. Now they're doing time against their own will. It's weird, man. You know, I ain't blind, man. I know time. Time don't know me, but I know time. That's why I'm taking my time to do little time. You know, brothers, man, it's gotta wake up, man. It's too late for this, man. I don't want to see my mother crying, man. You know, it's just, you know, where we going with this, man? It's just unbelievable, man. This brother's got to wake up, man. You know what I'm saying, man? It's just, it's time for brothers to wake up. Serving time upstate somewhere, man. Broke my heart, man. So much love for that brother, man. I don't know what happened, man. I just... Maybe I just hope one day he comes back to what he knows, the truth. Man. You know what I'm saying? That's right, the truth, man. It's time for brothers to wake up, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On the other hand, in the inner city or even suburban schools, shootings or gunshots ringing out any and everywhere has got to stop. Here's Anthony Hamilton, says it best in his cut entitled, Ain't Nobody Worried.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on, come on, judgment day. You don't have to mourn.
I'm serious. Take it from an OG's. Listen to the lyrics of these songs and you'll see what the heck is happening outside your door, sometime in your house. It all seems to start with some folks getting in our faces along with breaking society rules. I go along with the staple singers. They call for the aggressors to respect yourself.
Don't give a heck about the man, but the Bible and his
can I say, it's just the way I feel. I'm trying to put things out there so people can understand. Not that I think I have the ideal way of awakening people, because I'm not Martin Luther King or anything like that. I'm just a little old dude just concerned about how our doggone society is headed. All right, this has been a special announcement from HCLA, Collection of Soul and Jazz Music, on Saturday Morning Jazz and our new show premiering in a month or so entitled Hamp Show and Tell. Look out for it, folks. We are going to talk about these things on Hemp Show and Tell. All right, let's get back in the groove and bluesy cut by Johnny Taylor. It's called, it's a self-commentary cut. He calls it Doing My Own Thing.
Live it like you want to live it. Give it like you want to give it. Love it like you want to love it. Hold it like you wanna hug it. I'ma express myself. Yeah. It make me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about Johnny Taylor. They say I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, 'cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. Just one more thing. If I go out and get drunk every night and day, if I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard, what have you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I wanna do. Yeah. Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Big Bud Foley with your hot pants on. You said she ought to be whipped for ever leaving home. But leave her alone, y'all. She just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Bob Slally doing own thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. And the girl folks are talking about you all in the neighborhood. And all them young men you got, they sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing, if I live to be 99, if young men kill me, you know what she told me? She said, I sure don't mind. And that's when I made up my mind. Made up my mind that same day I'm gonna do my own thing. Feel like I wanna give. Go where I wanna go. Play where I wanna play. Lord, baby. Live like I wanna live. Because I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my own thing. Please don't stop me.
Dang, Marvin Gaye is involved with some chick. He steps up to the mic and calls this one a heavy love affair.
Very heavy love.
Tony Rich Project. He comments on a woman he knows. Do you hear me now? It's called Like a Woman.
Some type of crazy.
my man Johnny Guitar Watson. He's concerned about his monthly bill. It's entitled Telephone.
Everybody rapping and talking about nothing and making them sexy sounds. And in the meantime and in between time, I'm down here on the ground. Well now, I'm not complaining about what's pertaining to my present status quo. But things getting hard, ooh my God, inflation. I know you know, listen, now just yesterday, I'd like to say, before I got out of my bed, now I was already tired on the for real side and a few bills I forgot to pay. Now my phone rang and a cute little girl began to sing this tune. She said, Mr. Watson, I'd like to inform you your phone gets turned off at noon. Now that came to me as no surprise, cause last week I went up the coast. I met a cute little girl that was all the way live, and calling her I thought was the most. She had them great big eyes, them great big legs, and it gave my body a chill. So you know I never thought about the cost of a telephone bill. So I just kept on rapping, my hands kept clapping, having myself a ball. You know, it slipped my mind at the same time I was making a long-distance call. So now, day before yesterday, I was running to the plumber just making them calls and hollers. And I picked up the envelope that contained my bill, guess what? $500. Now, the next time I call this big-leg cutie to make myself a date, I'm gonna call that girl way after 9 and get me the evening rate. Now, I ain't gonna tell her, I ain't telling her nothing, blow my front thing. But it'll be way, way, way after 9 when she hear her telephone ring. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. I said ring it, ring it, have yourself a thrill. And when you ring it, ring it, watch your phone bill. Now I paid the bill and the deal was real, and my talking resumed and all. I said from now on, pal, I'm gonna stick to my local call. Now a few weeks passed and I was just gassed. You know what I'm talking about. I say, when I got the bill, the figure was so low, I was impressed. Knocked me out. Now shortly thereafter, something stopped my laughter. I was outside digging in the yard. Heard a ding and I heard a dong. It was the phone. Ooh, my Lord. Say, I dropped my shovel and my body I leveled, and I made me a 100-yard dash. And then I straightened up my clothes and I blew my nose through a Kleenex in the trash. I composed myself and I picked up the phone, and I was still kind of huffing and puffing. I heard the operator say, would you accept a collect call? I said, ain't that nothing? But I was just cool, because, you know, I didn't want to be no fool. And see, I didn't know it was. It was a big black cutie from up the coast telling me that she was in love. Now, for 3 whole minutes, I planned to talk. Now, y'all know I ain't never lied. But in love or not, I planned to stop when that 3rd minute arrived. Now, when 3 minutes passed, it occurred to me, oh, she might talk a week. I said, I'm sorry, baby, but I gotta go. She was a telephone freak. She said, oh, Johnny, talk a little longer with you. I'm so in love. I said, I know where you're coming from. I can dig it. I got to go rehearse at the club. She said, well, if you got to go rehearse, I'll call you later. It's something I got to tell you. It's on my mind. I said, well, yeah, okay, baby. You can call me back anytime after 9. Ring it, ring it, ring that telephone. Why don't you ring it? Ring it, ring that telephone. And when you ring it, have yourself a thrill. And ring it, and watch your phone bill.
Attention to bills that need to be paid. It's only when you have to take a pause that you realize, oh, love ain't free. You feel me? All right, here's a classic from a woman perspective. Etta James gives us the guy her warning. At least she is telling him, listen, she calls this one, if it's not the last thing I do.
Please love me.
Well, we close out this set with a nice one from Marion Meadows with Charlie Karp on the lead vocals. It's entitled, You Lift My Heart, Baby.
We'll
prayers, you lift my heart, Mary of Meadows. All right, the new show I spoke of, Hamp Show and Tell broadcast, along with guests, will continue to promote the need for people to read every day. It is a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like mine, the Episodic Thoughts of Hamp Volume 2, or as previously stated, it's a food for thought book with commentary on Black folks' news, love, friendship, politics, and current subject matter. Entertain yourself with its humorous content on life itself. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I've written, and I'm so very proud. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there makes me feel currently in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Or you can read other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter to people of color who will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what's really going on. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what is happening because you will get their interpretation of events. Find out for yourself. We should teach our children to read at a young age so that they develop great reading habits. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just follow the crowd. Teach them to use their imagination. That alone will improve their creativity that can lead them to all types of professions in life. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn all types of new ideas. Look forward to the release of my next book in early fall. Not to toot my own horn while doing so at the same time. The book is an autobiography look at my life. I'm hoping you will find it worth your while to read about how an African-American baby boomer dealt with various issues in his life, especially after the hunter gets captured by the game, if you know what I mean. More about that later, so stay tuned, you hear? Yes, reading is the key to a wealth of knowledge. You can find more details on my website at www.hcnet. All right? Why don't we get into the love affair mode? We haven't done that during the show. All right? We will start with the classic by Donny Hathaway. His cut is entitled Giving Up.
Her kiss and her hug.
Play songs that describe the affair, like this one by Ray and Tucker. It's called "I'll Be Good to You."
And I
Cutting by Ronnie Law that simply says, I wish you were.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is love.
Rolls a bull, the bowl of time tar. Don't want no hoodie looking for a star. do I have to go far? I check my gas, money, cash, and fun. Stay in the hood and find a
what?
I just might kill up and cut my phone. I like brown hottie, 5'4", green eyes, tight body. I'm in and out of quarters, getting blunted in front of brothers throwing salt in my game. But I ain't mad, I miss some money. I'm just looking for a little later that I can call my baby, baby.
Baby, baby, sitting at home waiting on you, call, there's nothing else to do. At the moment, if it was, I'd be a phony. Let me clear my throat before my tongue begins to float. It's about time that I unwind. A true brother's hard to find. I could do without a brother who wants to wine and dine me, but doesn't have the mind to see what's really up with this black queen.
Here
we go, baby. I know you do.
I wish you were
trying to make a change, sacrifice a dollar. I'm doing things for you by the hour. Champagne in the glass, cow going bubble bath. I give the world just to hear you laugh. Me and you in the middle of mo better. Either or whether, my hands are tied together. I'm in it for the long run. By the end of the night, we'll be on one.
I can feel the heat in the midnight hours. You and me, baby. You know the sweet, not sour. Thinking of you even when you're not here. I'm dreaming of you, baby, with no fear. No competing, deceiving, no mistreating. In your heart, I know you wanna be with me. I'm the special fish in the sea. Champagne, you and me.
I wish you would.
I know you're hearing this. Just keeping it
following the affair. Sounds like they got back together. Their reunion has them both reminiscent. The vocals are passionately sung by Alfreda James and Lattimore. It's entitled "You Still Make Me Feel Good, Baby."
Thank you. Everybody's searching for love like we've got. You know my mood and my changes, and how to touch all the right spots. It may sound old-fashioned, but I know it's true. When you've got the original, you don't need no substitute. It's gonna last forever between you and I. It gets better and better as time goes by.
But you still make me feel good.
After all this time, baby,
still make me feel.
Baby,
you still make me feel good.
I'm so glad you're mine.
You satisfy every part of me. You unchained my love, yes you did, and you set me free.
Is each other one on one. If we can't do it together, it don't need to be done. Oh, you still make me feel good.
Yeah, you do.
After all this time,
you still make me feel good.
You make me feel so good, baby. You know just where to touch me, baby.
You know my changes, and you know my moods, and no one can satisfy me the way you do.
I just wanna tell you, baby. Oh. Baby,
you still make me feel so good.
After all this time, baby,
you still make me feel good.
So you
still make me feel so good.
When you land here next to me.
All right, don't forget, whenever I go over my allotted two-hour time frame, the live broadcast will be cut off, but you can hear the rest of my show by playing it again at your leisure, or anytime. You can play a little of it, you can play all of it. Hey, it's up to you. But hey, you'll get the whole show if you just sit there and go through the whole thing. All right? Surprise, surprise. Speaking of this doggone love affair, for some unknown reason, they broke up again. After all, blues is the theme of our show. Here's David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks. They're telling us about it. They say, man, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
And let our love fade.
Yeah, good, baby. Once again, this show is also brought to you by my release of my book, Un Chani, South Korea. I remember 1962 and 63. A must read for clarity about soldiers stationed overseas during the civil rights era. Listen to the following excerpt from my book in Un Chani. Black GIs are confronted with duty, honor, confused of the race issues, demonstrations back home. Given the oath they swore to when entering the army, they had no choice but to become exceptional soldiers, as did any dog soldier, no matter their race or origin. They found ways to justify their obedience while not sacrificing their racial identities. A quick right cross to Jim Crow's jaw normally resolved any outstanding issues. That attitude brought about the question, what about the nonviolent demeanor as played out in the U.S. of A. civil rights demonstration? Conflict of responsibility between race and army obligations was a daily reminder for Uncle Sam's black soldiers. Un Chani Camp Town girls made the entire tour assignment worth the experience. Without flaws, they expertly played the part of the girlfriend, wife, next door neighbor, sister, brother, psychologist, and nursemaid. You name it. They allowed the American GI to mature, expand their knowledge of the opposite sex. They duplicated as close to a sense of home life as one could ever wish for on a daily basis. Readers examine the flashback events that are the primary character author remember in his life, which was me, as I said. I call this book my semi-biography that culminates with my maturing as a person. Excuse me. allergies from all this rain. Anyway, they say at the time the U.S. Army would make a man out of you. One learned certain things by accident. From my perspective, given the help of the South Korea assignment, mission accomplished, end of quote. The novel is available in all formats, including paperback, being in Nook, Amazon, Kindle, or download a PDF copy. Check out the novel's details located at author's publisher's site at outskirtspress.com. /Un Chani. Let me know what you think. All right, back to our menu of soul music and smooth jazz and blues. You feel me? Okay, here he is. Hurt and confused, the guy makes a statement about their love affair. Bobby Blue Bland says, "Man, I wouldn't treat a dog." You treated me.
spend all of my time pleading. You turn your back and you leave me one of these old days. Lord knows, and it's true, just when you need me the most, I'll walk right out on you. Then you say, as you begging down on your knees, Bobby, I wouldn't treat a dog, no, 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 the way you treated me, the way you treated me, I wouldn't treat a dog, no, no, I wouldn't do it to you. I wouldn't treat a dog, no, no, Lord, the way you treated me.
Oh, you continue to wonder why they broke up, yet the lady gives us a hint in the vocals of Donny Hathaway's little daughter, Layla Hathaway. It's called Better as a Memory.
Crazy love.
cold at the same time, if you know what I mean. All right, the guy is hurt and unrealistic, acts as if he left the relationship. You know, he kind of feels like he did it. Well, he didn't do it. Again, from a live blues perspective, Bobby Blue Bland says, "This time, baby, I'm gone for good."
We'd like to do our very latest recording. A little tune said simply this. Steve Berry, my man, man. That's the one that took care of business on this. Let's give Steve a great big hand. Stand up, Steve. Would you do that? You won't stand? I should have stayed gone when I left before. 'Cause you do me wrong when we together. But I keep coming back, oh Lord, for more. When I leave this time, make sure it's understood. At this time, I'm gone for good. Listen. And many times I've left you, but I couldn't stay away too long. I thank God for the strength that He gave to me. Leave home and still be strong. And when I leave this time, make sure it's understood. At this time, I'm gone for good. Let me share. It's been warm outside, but for me, there's been no sunshine. It's so hard for me to leave you. Oh, but I finally made up my mind. When I leave this time, make sure it's understood. This time I'm gone for good. I'm not gonna let you worry me no more. And this time, baby, oh Lord, don't even say nothing to me, woman. Look out, child. I'd like to say, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, let me tell you. Look here. I live on a lonely avenue. It's all because of you. Oh, yeah. Would you mind saying it kind of? every day. Shade, I cried. Oh, I'd like to. When can I get a witness out there, y'all? Let me hear from you. I think I'll do it one more time. I should have stayed gone. When I left before, how did you do me wrong? I keep coming back, oh Lord, for more. And when I leave this time, make sure it's understood. This time I'm gone for good. This for you, Mom. Many times I left you, but I couldn't stay away too long. Otis, thank God for the strength that he gave to me. Leave home and still be strong. When I leave this time, make sure it's understood. This time I'm gone for good. It's been warm outside. Well, but for me, there's been no sunshine. So hard for me to leave you. Oh, but I finally made up my mind. When I leave this time, make sure it's understood. This time I'm gone for good. Baby, Lord. Oh, I'm not gonna let you worry me no more. That's my baby, Lord. Oh, Lord. Don't even say nothing to me, woman. Because I like to say, oh Lord, Lord, my baby.
All right, our second to the last cutting comment on this couple's love affair comes from my opinion. It's Quincy Jones' collaboration with the Brothers Johnsons on vocals. They simply call this one, Is It Love That We're Missing?
Thank you.
for the road. It's with a heavy heart that we learn of the passing of Charlie Wilson. He of former of the Gap Band. You know Uncle Charlie. Excuse me. His is our inspirational and thank you God song for the day. It's called Amazing God. Simply Amazing God.
God, you're amazing. Thank you for my life, for all of your blessings, and for watching over us.
He's speaking for us too.
Mountains high, oceans wide, sunlit days and starry nights. Amazing you are. Birds up high spread wings and fly, just to thank you for the skies. Beautiful you are. Colors to you, we raise our head up all colors to. What an amazing God you are. Let all the world choose to see that you are. Positive energy. I'm so grateful. Yeah, I'm so thankful. I sing it with me now.
Positive energy.
Grateful. Grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Thankful.
Thankful.
Oh, oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you all. All right, it is past my time to entertain you. Once again, I stayed too long, but it's all good. Hope you like the themes and the menu. Okay. All right, as always, we meet here on the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to make a comment or ask a question. And we do welcome your comments before, during, or any time after the show. In fact, you can always post your thoughts onto the show's comment section. Our next musical show will be on March the 2nd. The theme will be a smooth jazz intro into early spring. That's the date. We will also begin our two Saturday jam shows per month. The older folks remember those weekends when our parents played the blues on the record player while playing whist. You remember, they always sprinkled in B.B. King, Bobby Bland, to name a couple. Stop on by the 2nd of March and hear what I'm putting down. It's going to be smooth jazz that day. You hear me? This year, occasionally, we may have a musical, political, or social guest. Yet I need you to know that I am for less talk and playing more music. If there is a guest, they will indeed be special. It will be better if they appear on our other show, which is called Hamp's Show and Tell. You'll hear about it. You'll see it. So stay tuned for any automatic, any announcement beforehand about a guest on our Saturday show. Just in case, because we tend to move these broadcast dates around, you might want to check this site for an exact scheduled broadcast date. Believe me, we are striving for consistency at the same time on the same Blog Talk Radio my people. Meanwhile, continue to look for our person-to-person interviews, as I said, during Ham Show and Tell this year. Stay tuned for future announcements of interesting guests coming up. We will bring you our guests on the topics of the day. Once again, my biography group book is due for publishing this fall. Folks, it's going to be real and coming your way this fall. As an author, I think it would be very entertaining. But you know, I am the author, so. But I think it'll be entertaining for you. Details and other specifics will be available on our websites, including LinkedIn, Facebook, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we're live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. For now, peace and blessings. Remember, I love to do these shows just for you. Stay involved, my people, for the country's sake. After all, this is your country too. And that's when it comes to this election this fall. Your involvement is a way to express how you feel about the current political situation in our country. Stay vigilant, stay healthy, and thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. As always, it's been real, my people. I'm out.